Time now for this week's Planet Earth. 360 million years ago, the first four-legged creatures started moving from water onto land. But what did our very distant ancestors look like? Early studies suggested they resembled salamanders, but new research has found that these tetrapods were nothing like the pictures in textbooks. Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham spoke to Jenny Clack from University of Cambridge and Stephanie Pearce from the UK's Royal Veterinary College. He started by asking Jenny about the assumptions they were challenging.
The first creatures to emerge from the water and start to evolve legs with fingers and toes, people assumed that these would have had legs with weight-bearing limbs, and that they would have walked in the same way that modern four-limbed creatures walk, like a lizard perhaps or a salamander. And they envisaged these early tetrapods, as we call them, as giant salamander-like creatures. And that's how they were first reconstructed.
So, Stephanie, what did you do? What did you do to these fossils to find out what they were really like?
Well, over the last 3 or 4 years, what we've been doing is we've been looking at the fossils that are still embedded inside the rock, so fossils that we can't see on the outside. And to do this, we've been using modern technologies. We've been using micro-CT scanners. And when we looked at the vertebral column, the bones of the vertebrae that were still trapped inside the rock, we weren't able to identify all the different parts that were supposed to be there based on what had been described in the literature and in textbooks over about the last 100 years. And so this got us really, really puzzled. What was actually going on in the backbone of this animal? And what we decided to do was take it to the European Synchrotron Radiation Facility and create really high-resolution images using synchrotron X-rays. And what we found was something very, very interesting.
So you've got a representation of this. What you saw inside this fossil on the computer screen here in front of us, and it's a three-dimensional representation, and this wasn't what you were expecting.
It's not quite what we were expecting. When you talk about a modern tetrapod backbone, their vertebrae are composed of individual units that are all interconnected, and those units are composed of only one bone. And an early tetrapod vertebral column is actually slightly different. It's actually composed of many different bones. And in particular, it's supposed to be, each unit is supposed to be composed of three separate bones. It's supposed to be composed of one bone in the front, which is called the intercentrum, and that's the green bone in the image here. One bone on the top, which is called the neural spine, and that's the pink bone in the image. And then a pair of little bones at the back called the pleurocentra, which are the yellow bones in this image. But that sort of concept of what an early tetrapod vertebra looked like isn't actually what we found when we did the synchrotron scanning of this fossil.
So what did you find? What was different about it?
Well, some of the bones ended up being fused together. And in particular, the bone at the front, the intercentrum, was actually fused on to the back of the pleurocentra. And this was very unusual because that indicated to us that the first bone in the series, the intercentrum, was actually, in fact, the last bone in the series. And this meant that all the literature and the textbook previously actually had the backbone back to front in these animals.
What does this actually tell you about the animal, what it looked like and maybe how it moved?
One of the things that we found, you can see represented by a series of blue elements, and the nearest equivalent we can find in modern animals is the sternum, the breastbone. That corresponds to the idea that these creatures were not walking with alternating footprints, as you would expect, but actually were using a kind of crutching motion. So using their front legs to kind of hop forwards and then pushing or stabilizing with the back legs, because the back legs were paddle-shaped. They weren't walking legs. They didn't have proper knees or ankles. They were stiff and probably were just sort of sitting there in the mud, used for swimming in the water, but as stabilizers and anchors on land.
So based on this study, what do you now know that they look like?
Its shoulders were relatively enormous, and it had this big rib cage, which then faded out into a rather weak bit of backbone just before where the hind legs fit in. And the hind legs were paddles, set sort of vertically against the body, and the little short stubby tail. Big head, big shoulders, rather diminutive hindquarters.
Jenny Clack and Stephanie Pierce talking to Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham. And you can see pictures of the creature at Planet Earth Online. Follow the link on our website at thenakedscientists.com/planeteearth.